Plus, let's kick off with African football. The final round of qualifying matches for the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Equatorial Guinea is being played all across the continent this evening. At stake are the final five places in African football's premier competition. 11 teams already have booked their tickets. Equatorial Guinea was named an emergency replacement host for Morocco 5 days ago and earned an automatic berth. The other 10 teams that have qualified are, in alphabetical order, Algeria, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Cape Verde, Gabon, Ivory Coast, Senegal, South Africa, Tunisia, and Zambia. The Elephants of Ivory Coast officially qualified Wednesday with a scoreless draw against visiting Cameroon in Abidjan. The Indomitable Lions of Cameroon topped the Group D table with 14 points from 6 qualifiers. Ivory Coast was next with 10 points. In the group's other qualifier Wednesday, the Democratic Republic of Congo defeated visiting Sierra Leone 3-1 in Kinshasa. The DRC, which placed third in the group with 9 points, can still possibly advance to Equatorial Guinea 2015 as the best third-place team, depending on the results of some of the other qualifiers Wednesday evening. Equatorial Guinea, which co-hosted the 2012 Nations Cup with Gabon, has just over 8 weeks to prepare. The African Football Fiesta begins January 17th and goes through February 8th. After Wednesday evening's matches, the 16 qualified teams will look forward to December 3rd, when the draw for the 2015 Nations Cup is held in Equatorial Guinea's capital, Malabo. Meanwhile, this evening's Nations Cup qualifiers are also providing a platform for the international fight against Ebola, as we hear now from our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
The Confederation of African Football, CAF, and FIFA have initiated a worldwide commitment to fight against the spread of the deadly Ebola virus. Dubbed 11 Against Ebola, the campaign is to enhance awareness to halt the spread of Ebola. The campaign gets a high-profile boost at the final round of the 2015 Orange Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers today, Wednesday. Prior to kickoff at all 14 venues, teams will display the Together We Can Beat Ebola banner to highlight African football solidarity in fighting against Ebola. Elsewhere, the 11 Against Ebola global campaign is jointly being driven by CAF, FIFA, the World Bank and the World Health Organization through various media platforms. A reigning FIFA World Male Player of the Year, Cristiano Ronaldo, leads a host of prominent players featured in these media messages.
Avoid direct skin and body contact with anyone suffering from Ebola. My name is Cristiano Ronaldo. Together, we can beat Ebola.
Among others, Real Madrid's Gareth Bale.
Wild animals and fruit bats can carry the Ebola virus. Avoid them or wear protective clothing. My name is Gareth Bale. Together, we can beat Ebola.
Chelsea's Didier Drogba and John Mikel Obit.
Cook all meat and animal products thoroughly before consumption. My name is John Obi Mikel. Together, we can beat Ebola.
This is a public service announcement from VOA Africa. U.S. President Barack Obama addressing the Ebola crisis.
Hello. I want to take a few moments to speak directly to you, the people of West Africa. On behalf of the American people, I want you to know that our prayers are with those of you who have lost loved ones during this terrible outbreak of Ebola. Along with our partners around the world, the United States is working with your governments to help stop this disease. Stopping this disease won't be easy, but we know how to do it. Together, we can treat those who are sick with respect and dignity. We can save lives, and our countries can work together to improve public health so this kind of outbreak doesn't happen again. In this urgent work, and in building a stronger and more prosperous Africa, you'll continue to have a partner in me and in the United States of America.
This was a public service announcement from VOA Africa.
What exactly is Ebola?
Can I catch Ebola through the air?
Are the people who have it contagious?
What is our government doing about Ebola?
What are the symptoms of Ebola?
You have questions about Ebola? Straight Talk Africa has answers. VOA presents Straight Talk Africa, Ebola, Knowledge is Life. A special town hall meeting with leading experts on the front lines who will answer many of the questions surrounding the Ebola outbreak. VOA presents Straight Talk Africa, Ebola, Knowledge is Life. November 19th, only on VOA.
And this VOA programming note, that special 90-minute Straight Talk Africa show, Ebola, Knowledge is Life, begins at 18:30 UTC, right here on The Voice of America.
This is The Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines. When I start boxing, I'm inspired to fight because of my family. We're very poor. When I'm in training for the big fight, I train hard. Get up in the morning, 6 o'clock, jogging, 1 hour. After that, rest. I go to the gym, we do training. Sometimes I want more. I train hard. I used to train in karate. Right now, I'm inspired to fight for the honor of my country.
Filipino boxing star Manny Pacquiao puts his WBO welterweight title on the line Saturday night when he fights undefeated American Chris Algieri in Macau, China. It'll be the first fight for the Pac-Man in about 7 months. In April, he captured the WBO championship by winning a rematch against American Timothy Bradley in Las Vegas, Nevada. Pacquiao won by unanimous decision after losing a controversial split decision to Bradley in 2012. We heard the Pac-Man say how he used to train in karate. His opponent on Saturday night, Chris Algieri, is a former kickboxing champion who has won 20 straight fights since becoming a professional boxer. Algieri's co-trainer, Keith Trimble, talks about his background.
Chris has been brought up in Long Island. Nice home, good family. What does that mean? Why does that mean you can't be a tough kid and a good fighter? Even in the MMA scene, Long Island has now blown up in the UFC. We have 5 guys from this one small gym in the UFC. There's another gym on Long Island that has 4 guys in the UFC, and one of them is the middleweight UFC champion. You don't have to come from the streets. It all comes from hard work, dedication, and, you know, work, just basically working your ass off. From day one, when we switched over from kickboxing to boxing, Tim Lane and myself said he will become a world champion. And we went through tons of different people, managers, promoters, because nobody really wanted to give Chris that real shot because he didn't have that amateur background. Nobody really was taking him seriously. Even when we would go to spar at different gyms, you're a kickboxer, what? You know, in the beginning, okay, people would line up. Yeah, I'll spar him. And then by the second round, everyone's like, whoa.
This will be the biggest bout of Chris Algieri's career. The 30-year-old American, who is of Italian and Argentine ancestry, got the chance to fight Manny Pacquiao by beating Russia's Ruslan Provodnikov in June for the WBO Junior Welterweight Championship in New York City.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm out that Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pull me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from.
Let's also hear it for three of our Voice of America listeners who won David Legg's latest African football quiz question. I'm giving a shout out for Daniel Ezeala, who lives in Asaba, Delta State, Nigeria. Another shout out for Ayuba Chamwala, who lives in Abuja, Nigeria, and Dave Seibert, no address given. They all correctly answered David's quiz question, which country or countries has never lost a home match in Africa Cup of Nations qualifying? The correct answer? Cameroon, the indomitable Lions of Cameroon. As I mentioned earlier, Cameroon played a scoreless draw with host Ivory Coast Wednesday in Abidjan and topped Group D with 14 points from six qualifiers. Once again, let's give Sunnyside a sports shout-outs for the three winners of David Legg's latest African football quiz. Daniel Ezeala, Ayuba Chamwala, and Dave Seibert, you're all going to be getting some of those delightful and much-coveted Voice of America goodies. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.